Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Friday of the 26th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we turn our attention to Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 71. Question 71. Where has Christ promised that we are as certainly washed with his blood and spirit as with the water of baptism? In the institution of baptism, which says, "Go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believes not shall be damned." This promise is also repeated where Scripture calls baptism the washing of regeneration and the washing away of sins. While baptism was something done before the coming of Christ, and specifically as we look to John the Baptist, who prepared the way for Jesus by baptizing for repentance, Jesus, when he arrived, brought a new baptism, as John prophesied he would. And then, at the end of his ministry, after his death and resurrection, as he was about to ascend into heaven, Jesus commanded baptism as a part of the Great Commission of Matthew 28, which is quoted in the answer to the question 71. There we find Jesus made baptism a part of the gospel mission of the apostles, and through them of the church throughout the ages. As they went forth to spread the good news then, they were to baptize all who believed, and they were to baptize them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. As we look to the spread of the church in Acts, we find that they did just that, beginning with the first recorded apostolic sermon by Peter in Acts chapter 2. We find the reaction of the people was significant, as recorded in Acts 2:41. So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. Later in Acts chapter 8, we find the preaching of Philip in Samaria led to the same result. Acts 8 verse 12, "But when they believed Philip as he preached good news about the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women." And then, a few verses later, having met an Ethiopian on the road to Gaza, Philip explained the scriptures to the man, and, as Acts 8:35-38 records, "Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus. And as they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, 'See, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized?' And he commanded the chariot to stop, and they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him." Dr. Ursinus points out in his commentary, "To be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost is to bind the person baptized to the knowledge, faith, worship, trust, and honor of this true God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Regardless of denomination, God has grown the communion of saints, adding to their number, as the word is preached and baptism is administered. For over 2,000 years, the Christian Church has been going into the world to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ and to baptize in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Baptism is also a requirement of many churches in order to enjoy full membership with fellow believers and to partake of the second sacrament, the Lord's Supper. Because baptism is commanded by Christ, for a professing believer to remain unbaptized is disobedience and a sin. But as it is undertaken according to the Scriptures, it signs and seals to the people of God that he, indeed, is our God, and we are his people. And as our God, he pours out grace upon grace to us in the gospel of his Son, Jesus Christ, signed to us by baptism, that by the power of the Holy Spirit we might ever be to the praise of his glory. Amen."